Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Good morning.
Shining commentary. It's a beautiful spring day.
It's the coronavirus special.
Not yet.
Can we talk about it?
Well, first of all, we're going to, obviously, it's just the only thing in life right now. But you were just saying before we started recording, where's your injury at? That's what I want to know, because we need to be monitoring that as we go.
I'm had a run since last week. I can feel it a little bit. We're going to stop and stretch every 10 minutes or so.
Good idea.
And we're going to be healed by a little run through the woods.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
Which just makes us always feel great. And today will make us feel doubly great. What's going on?
And it's a nice thing to be able to do. Obviously, to some extent, sooner or later in every country, people are literally staying in, like locked in. But right now, going out, if you've not got symptoms or anything, going out for a run is the right thing to do. And it's a nice thing to do, so...
It feels like it. I was reading in Spain.
It's interesting that...
They're locking up runners.
So just look over here. This, are they? I don't want to go there. Yeah. Steve, watch yourself.
Yeah, they're
as comedians, we're pretty much out of a job, but those tree surgeons are still in business.
Yeah, and...
I'm a little bit envious, I have to say.
The construction industry... are working as much as possible before everything gets shut. It's a race, isn't it, before the lockdown for some people. Some people are already
I don't think we should race on your injury. Yeah. I think, if I misunderstood?
Some people are compromised already, aren't they?
Oh, very much.
Like the comics.
Yeah.
But
it really depends what industry you're in, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it's... how are you handling it? How's it going with you?
It's worse for some people than for me.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're freelance, the funny thing for me and my wife has been that we're both theoretically on the kind of same page, because she goes to galleries and museums and I go to comedy clubs.
Right.
She comes home and goes, they don't cancel. So she goes, then the people don't turn up. He goes, there was nobody there. It's really worrying. And then I go to a comedy gig. It's absolutely full of people.
Yes.
I come back and say, everyone was there. It's really worrying. So, either way, the moment venues close the doors, we don't get any wages or anything. We're out of it. So
no.
It's
weird with the stand-up industry, because we did gigs over the weekend and it was that sort of end days vibe about it all. And quite exhilarating gigs, actually.
But yeah. Good people.
I think that...
And an incredible, just for you, in case you're thinking it was blasé, I don't know about you, but the Comedy Store, just the constant washing.
Yeah.
We tried to balance things up. We didn't have a microphone each day, we should have done.
But the truth of the matter is, though, it's just like a lot of people go to comedy clubs are early to mid-20s, not as at risk of infection from it, or the results of infection.
Yep.
And very rarely visit their grandparents.
Yeah. No, I think this is a genuine...
Which is a genuine... It would actually survive if it wasn't kind of obviously shut down.
That's right. I think that the combination of people in their 20s quite reasonably going, well, I'm all right, and a kind of culture which is encouraged thinking, well, I'm all right, for about 20 years, is not really the perfect situation. You know, Italy is full to the brim with old people.
There
aren't any 25-year-olds in Italy going, well, I don't know any old people.
No, but that's the different cultures, isn't it? Because they're intergenerational and all live together. The truth is, we isolate our elderly.
Yeah.
Earlier, don't we?
Well, we did it deliberately, you know, just in case.
Yeah. It's.
So is everyone you know? How's everyone you know doing, particularly the olds and things?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, in terms of my state of mind, I kind of fluctuate from, you know, I just want to spend my life helping those less fortunate.
Yeah.
And looking after everyone, to lock the doors and never come out. Do you know what I mean? Depending on that, I go from absolute compassion for everyone to spiraling panic within the same hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Depending on how I'm feeling.
But also, that is just, I mean, we just all feel a bit lost, don't we? Because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, in practical terms, I think maybe this is useful. Like we were saying the other day with the running, you know, those emotions, they're just like the weather, and what you're looking at is the building. You know, either way, the correct response is to steer clear of everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really help anyone. The best way you can help people is by avoiding interaction. So, that's a win-win.
Hey, mate. Take care, man. Or by...
Who's that?
He's a guy. He's a Heathsider. Or by reaching out to people who are at risk.
Yeah, but...
And just helping them to the extent that you can. There's people who don't go out.
Yeah, I know. And you do need to look after them to a certain extent. But I think that it's... you can't approach that in a sort of vague way. You know
no. Of course, you've got to be ruthless about
giving
it.
Giving them the thing.
You've got to say, I'm completely clean and sanitised to the hill. And I've dropped the shopping off, you know.
Mel Brooks videos.
Yeah, that was good fun. That was funny. I think it's sort of... it's one of those situations that, I mean, above and beyond all this, it has to be said that my state of mind is much better this morning because I'm not hungover. And my initial response to the coronavirus was to get drunk for a week.
Yes.
Last week I was just drunk every night when I wasn't
Which eating. Is very, that does, you know, in all seriousness, that does betoken panic. It's not like you to drink every day, is it?
No. It's kind of, no, of course not, no. Incredibly unusual. But the anxiety the next morning... just isn't worth it.
No, it isn't. It's a funny thing. Again, if you're younger than us and you're listening to this, you just can't quite understand exactly how psychological a hangover is when you get to the when you get a little older.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. It's a real shame.
Especially because, when all this is going on.
I said to myself, you know, I'd have a drink if they postponed London. And I had a drink on Sunday, but I'm just feeling so fit. I thought, I'm not going to squander this.
Yeah.
Trying to work out a way of holding on to it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
but
talk
had,
about
had
that.
I had a drink
we'll
on Sunday and then stopped the next day, but still, God, you know it. One of the best things, it's purely practical, is that I'm sticking with the fast.
Right.
And it just gives you 3 hours before bed to get over it.
Yeah.
Which is also a really good idea. I mean, everyone who's drinking, because don't get me wrong, I didn't just have one, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a few drinks.
Yeah.
But if you can stop while you're still awake, then
it's better.
It's no bad thing.
The thing is about this old virus situation is that it's almost like a hangover in itself. In that you wake up in the morning and you forget about it for a while.
Yeah.
But there's something at the back of your mind niggling away. There's something wrong, but you haven't understood it. And then it's like a dread that comes to
yeah,
that
you have that moment.
You, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like when something personal that's bad is happening.
Yes.
That's right, you sleep and you... It just shows how healthy sleep is as well. You sleep and you wake up, and particularly like we were saying before we started running, these last couple of days, the weather's glorious.
Yes.
The birds are singing. You know, it's lighter earlier in the mornings.
Yeah.
Crawling downstairs at 20 to 7. Yeah, getting the loo. And sometime during that first wee, I think, oh, yeah, the apocalypse. Damn.
Yeah, because... oh, damn.
Damn that apocalypse.
Hashtag awkward.
Still make the sandwiches, Seneca's the school.
Well, no, but my first thing in the morning has been to wait to the sound of dogs pitter-pattering around the room, which means I've got about a minute to get them downstairs before they urinate all over the floor.
Well, my wife is the same with me. Go on, Rob. Yeah. Down you go.
What?
So I quickly.
So I pick them up to the and walk to the garden, and I'm in my sort of flip-flops and pants and a dressing gown, stumbling around, trying not to stand in dog effluent on the lawn. Yeah. And then I realise, oh, coronavirus. Do you know what I mean? It's like a moment. It's a moment that comes in. It kind of reveals who we are, doesn't it, on a personal and societal level. Like if you're a shameless profiteer, it's an opportunity for profiteering.
Yeah.
If you're a criminal, it's an excuse for criminality. Cybercrime's gone through the roof the last week, apparently. Right. And if you're compassionate, you'll be more compassionate. Do you know what I mean? All these things are bubbling along.
Your personality's not going to change. Yeah. But also, I think, like you say, if you're a freelance creative, or indeed any kind of, I don't know, thinker, like day-to-day philosopher, you've got to be careful not to spiral into despair.
Yes.
Or go crazy in some other way. Yep. And the best thing
is fitness.
Well, fitness is great, but I was going to say that what I'm trying to do is, I'm talking to my wife about it as well, although it's different, but that's why it's interesting, because there's some comparison there. Come on,
you can do it. Come on, mate. I would help, but I'm too weak.
They're doing this. This is the top of the Parkland Walk, and they're doing building work on a house here. And you can't, it's totally inaccessible, isn't it? It's only about 150 metres, but every time you get there, you see builders and wheelbarrows. There's also a significant little hill.
Yeah.
He was coming up there with a load of hardcore or something.
And we were fighting him.
Yeah. Yeah, good. That's a good thing that bullying hasn't been stopped by this.
So tell me about you and...
You've got to be creative.
Yeah.
And it's definitely the right thing. Because if you can do it, it's like the running. It's a good outlet.
Yeah.
It keeps you on an even keel, reminds you of who you are, gives you purpose.
Yeah.
And if you do enough of it and put it out there, it might even help with the whole revenue stream thing.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, it's a bit of a joke among comedians on the social networks. I think Laura Lex said the other day, there's going to be a lot of terrible novels written in the next couple of months. But the basic principle is there, isn't it? You should write a book.
Yeah. I think it's really important to accept that one's reaction to this, it's maybe almost entirely dependent on income and circumstances.
Yeah.
If you've got money, this is some kind of almost funky opportunity to detox and reset.
Yes.
And if you haven't, it's a threat to, you perceive it as a threat to life.
Absolutely.
Which is why I don't judge those stockpiling too much.
No.
Because it's just a natural, obviously I don't like it, and it's antisocial, and they should ration things.
And but it's a total lack of logic. The thing I don't like is when people haven't thought it through. They're not making decisions based on what they need. They're going, I heard someone's doing this, so I'm going to do this. It's like, engage brain.
Yeah, but that's my panic, you're right. That's irrationality. That's what fear is.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I approve.
Oh, yeah, totally. But one has to understand.
But this is it. It goes back to the first thing we were saying. There's also, it's selfish.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Remember the people around you. It's like, you know, you're right. I mean, I am being thankful that, you know, unless this to touch wood, you know, the Deerings aren't going to starve at this time.
Yeah.
And,
but it's not
some
like,
people will.
Yeah, let's face it, 90% of comics have got about a month, haven't they, before things get very desperate.
Yeah.
And that's tough. That's really hard work.
Yeah. No, that's right. And again, we need to work together.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of, and quite reasonably, quite a lot of individuals saying, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And what they probably, you know, the thing is, it's what are we going to do? You know, it's
we don't know.
That's not just comics either. That's everyone.
No, there's loads and loads of people. There's going to have to be financial support offered. People are going to be writing off mortgages.
If there is some kind of
they're announcing
financial culture pause, Just pause it all, you know, just pause it all for 6 months. I think that would be great.
I think they're going to announce that later today, actually. Yeah. That's the word. But
and the other thing that leads into is the how, what a rabbit hole the blooming internet is, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah.
There's some good stuff on there, but my goodness, you've got to look away.
I've really got that. Well, that's the thing with me when I'm hungover.
You're
I wake up hungover.
On Facebook.
No, I wake up hungover. I go on Twitter and spiral for 2 hours. By the end of it, it felt like an act of courage to walk into Crouch End yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It felt just like some sort of zombie film just to walk. And then you walk out and about, and it's actually okay. There's a bit of an underlying panic.
Yeah.
But essentially, I had a funny one, actually, because I was in the chemist, because I had the amazing idea that maybe it'd be good to get some vitamin C, because no one's had this idea.
Genius.
To help boost the immune system.
Right.
Wow. I don't think... I might actually start spreading that around, because I don't think people have had that.
I'm
an outlier. Yeah. So I went to get some, and actually the chemist has now started rationing it, so you can only buy one little box of it each.
Because they heard about your great idea.
Yeah, because apparently other people have been doing it.
Really weird.
But that was actually quite reassuring, so I got some. I met this old woman who was trying on a mask.
You licked her face.
And she was a little bit, she was just a bit disturbed.
Wait a minute, your pharmacist in Crouch End had masks?
Yes, the chemist had masks, yeah.
Listeners, mobilise.
No, we'll talk about that later.
World War Z hits Crouch End.
About that phenomenon. But she was a bit freaked out, this woman. I started talking to her. Because I am trying to talk to more people. I'm chatty anyway, but I'm trying to talk. And she was just a bit scared, and I was chatting, and she was an author. She said, "I'm an author." I was like, "Oh, great, what's your book?" And she said, oh, fine. And we were getting on really well. And she said, "Oh, I'll give you my card." I mean, I nearly had a heart attack. I don't want you. Don't pass me your card.
Don't pass me anything.
Yeah. And then someone came out of Starbucks and sneezed. It was like like a bomb had landed. Yeah, someone ran out of a cafe sneezing. Yeah. Everyone. So you're dealing with that, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just that underlying. And we're talking about panic buying. Sunday I got up, I went to the local supermarkets. Everything cleared, no bog roll, no like whatever.
Yeah.
And then I went to Londis, Fern Park Road. Really abundant shelves, literally like nothing was happening.
Yeah.
And that's
the thing about panic buying, is that people go to supermarkets, they don't go to little shops.
Yeah.
I bought toilet rolls in the shop near me, no problem at all.
But I went to a...
I pretended I was embarrassed, so I hid them.
I went on the local community forum and said, "Listen, I'm doing this as a public service. If you do need essential items, Londis Fern Park Road's fine. There's loads and it's really calm, no price hikes." Within 3 hours, it had been ransacked. People give me grief. "Why have you told everyone? What are you doing?
That was our thing."
But it's like, I was trying to lessen panic by showing that there's more options.
Yeah.
But then you get attacked for that. I mean, that's Neanderthal. That is the definition of a Neanderthal brain. It's like, I've discovered something, so I won't tell anyone else.
Yeah.
We are meant to be better than that.
Yeah, theoretically.
I mean, and that's not, but that's not me being some kind of virtue signalling pont. It's just like, and then I went again this morning and it was fine.
Yeah, of course it was.
Because shops replenish and there's more than enough for everyone.
And also the complicated thing, and this is complicated, so fair enough, is that on the one hand, it's very different depending on where you are.
Yeah.
If you live somewhere your only option is to get in a car and go to a big supermarket,
supplies
are going to be an issue.
Yes.
Whereas we live in a big city, you know, these shops are all just ticking over at the moment anyway, touch wood.
No, they are, which makes
you feel
quite...
But on the other hand, we live in a big city, so everyone's really blasé.
Yeah.
So that's also a very bad thing.
Yeah.
People are following this online. They're thinking, this is what people are doing in America, this is what people are doing in China.
Yeah.
You know, it's a global thing.
Yeah, and London's a global city, of course, so we're meant to be a couple of weeks ahead of the rest of the country, so...
Yeah. And we don't mean that in a good way.
Yorkshire's... of course, yeah. Yorkshire is fairly blissfully unaware at the moment from chatting to people up there.
Yeah. Well, of course, the other element of it, again, which is good and bad morning,
all right, mate,
is being bullish. It's going, oh, it's just a lot of fuss.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Which psychologically is probably pretty healthy, but in some cases is not ideal. I mean,
yeah,
it was right. A half marathon I was slated to do on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Which in the end, it was a quite late addition to my slate.
Yes.
And it literally came just after London was cancelled.
Right.
It was first thing in the morning after a night at the Comedy Store. So I was in doubt about it anyway.
Right.
But all week I was thinking, well, they'll probably cancel that. And they didn't. And fair enough. But it was almost distasteful.
Did you do
how little attention they gave to the thing.
Did you do it?
No.
Right.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, no,
and
I agree.
And part of the thing that made me not want to was the fact that they were behaving as if, you know, pretty much anyone who's got my email in any sector emailed last week and said, we know everyone's worried about this and this.
Right.
And literally on Friday, I got an email from this half marathon saying, start time is, you know, they didn't even say, we're going ahead.
Yeah.
It was like beneath them.
Yeah.
And
I
thought that was, I thought it was in pretty bad taste.
Really. I think it is, because people are dying.
Yeah.
Well, I had one, something similar. My best mate came down from Colchester, who I love. He's my best mate. Scouse John came down.
Yeah.
Always been best mates. And he'd been really bullish. He was one of those, it's only the flu merchants.
Yeah.
Which is an argument. It's an opinion. It's an opinion I don't agree with for various reasons.
It's a bit
reasons.
Late in the day for it as well. I stopped someone saying that on Facebook this morning. I thought, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, well, to be honest, well, listen to what happened. So he comes down. It's only the flu, mate. Why is everyone panicking? And I'm, you know, giving him the facts and figures, whatever. And he was just being, overly bullish about touching all the surfaces on the tube. I'm like, no, you don't want to be doing that at the moment.
Yeah.
What are you on about, mate? You know. He touched my face.
Right.
And I was like, listen.
Stop that.
You've reached your opinions. I haven't. And you cannot make decisions about other people's health.
Yeah.
It's wrong. And he settled down a bit. Got through the weekend. He went home. Yesterday, he texted me. Guess what?
He's got coronavirus.
He thinks he's got the coronavirus. What a fucking
idiot. Well, it's different
what
when
an
you
idiot.
Get it, isn't it?
Yeah, what? Well, no, he was also one of those who was like, I don't know if you've met them, convinced that they've already had it.
Yeah.
There's so many. Oh, I had this.
I've already had it.
I had this in December. Don't you remember that cold out?
Yeah.
Like, we've all had it. Why not just have a bit of humility about what we don't know and look after yourself and others?
That's the fundamental thing. The fundamental thing is, and this is true across the board, this is why we feel so queasy, is because no one knows.
Yes.
The full information is not available to anybody right now.
Because it's a developing situation.
It's unprecedented.
Yeah.
People keep saying it's unprecedented, and it's good that they keep saying it, because that is, I mean, apart from, you know, the plague, but that was different.
But it's, for the first time, I went to Highgate Woods yesterday to meet a friend and just have a walk around the woods, because it's really, I just need to, I like being outside to the extent that I can be.
Oh, it's such a good scene. I went for a run out to Hackney Marshes yesterday and there's people out there, it's a relief to be out in the weather.
It is, but at the same time, in terms of mindset, you're now perceiving people as potential carriers.
Oh, of course.
Which is radically different, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's something to get your head around, you know.
But just in terms of the joy it can bring, just moments before I'm going above this tree, moments before I got to you on the park and walked just then, there's a fair few, such a weirdly, because the thing is that demographically everything's a bit off. It's different people, you know. What I think that I was seeing in the Parkland Walk was quite a lot of Parkland Walk.
Here we go.
It was quite a lot of parents who are now working from home.
Right.
Who are out with their little kids who are now not going to school because they don't need to because they're little kids.
Right.
So a lot of helmets.
Yes.
On tiny bikes, you know.
Yeah.
And that's lovely. I mean, it's a shame to think about why everyone's there. But if you don't, it's like, oh, this is nice. Families on the Parkland Walk on a weekday morning. And I passed this little boy. He'd have been about three, sitting on his bike, waiting for his dad. He didn't really make eye contact, but he spoke to me with complete confidence and that husky little boy voice. He said, "Good morning." it just made my day.
That's what you need.
I was like, so that's a good thing.
That's what you need. I think it is. I think the hope is that in some way, through this, we can make us a bit more compassionate,
well, let's hope
and maybe transcend the kind of partisan division that's beset us the last few years.
That's right. Well,
that's my hope.
Let's get back to what you were saying about panic buying. You know, the fact that it's ineffectual is like a little hint,
yes,
of what's the right way to go.
Yeah, but it's ineffectual and also dangerous, of course, because if you've got all the hand sanitizers, then there's no hand sanitizers.
Yes.
And that's what spreads this.
Yeah, that's
Do you know
right.
what I mean? So it's sort of like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's but I'm finding the toilet roll thing fascinating, like as a symbol of control when everything's out of control.
Yeah,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? This urge to have mountains of bog roll.
Listeners know that this is a theme with you at the best of times.
Yeah. No, but it's not something
toilet roll!
That I think it should have been rationed earlier.
Yeah.
I really do.
But you know,
not just toilet roll, just essentials. I think it's awful.
Morning Magpie, you can retreat to the woods. But that's the other thing, is that
yeah, I'm more of a woodsman anyway.
It's a question of... it's all about responsibility, isn't it? How and when do you take responsibility?
Yes.
And that's what the government's having to deal with, is that they've got a... You know, they've got a fairly valid and long entrenched sense of... small government, you know, will let things look after themselves.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Sooner or later, in a situation like this, you've got to say, listen, this is what's going to happen.
It's a very, very delicate line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because crashing economies kills people as well.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very, very, very tough to get right. Yeah. It's, and it's dark, but the metrics at the end of this will be how many people survived.
And then...
And that's what you're judging on.
And this feels like a...
Sorry about this, doesn't feel particularly cheery.
Well, I was just going to say that when it comes down to it, that you might listen and think, God, I was gutted because I've been looking forward to that marathon that got cancelled.
Yeah, well, we're going to obviously talk about it.
Well, we are. And that's what... that's okay, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we're all living our normal lives day to day.
Of course.
So if your number one thing, you woke up in the morning and halfway through weeing or carrying a dog around the garden, you think, oh, I'm not doing the Manchester Marathon.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what makes you feel kind of lost and sad. And that's fair enough.
Yeah, because
we're all trying to get by with
it. It's sort of the same thing.
Hold on to a bit of normality.
It's sort of the same thing, isn't it? You're flailing around in a sudden lack of structure and unknowing, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, obviously, like everyone else, we've lost Manchester.
And London.
We've lost London.
Yeah.
We've lost the foreseeable future, really.
And we know, on principle, that it's a drop in the ocean of what's going on around the place.
But it's still...
It just shakes the rhythm of your days.
It shakes the rhythm of your days as a runner, but it shakes the map of your year, doesn't it,
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially, do you think... Do you think part runs will continue?
Well, I did one on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I thought, am I being blasé? Is this a mistake? They're obviously talking about it. They put out a message this morning. A lot of countries didn't do it at the weekend because of what was going on in terms of their individual lockdowns.
Yeah.
And then, if you're not in London, I don't know if you know about this, it's quite interesting the way, because... We just got a quorate number of people where the streets can simultaneously feel empty and kind of deserted.
Right.
But when you go or get somewhere...
There's people.
There's those people.
Yeah.
You know...
And that's, all about, that's what's happening.
Hackney Marshes Park Run.
Yeah.
And everyone's got a bit serious and this thing was not as many people as usual. There's 300 people there.
Right. I wonder if they'll... Was there an official word on that? That's brilliant, by the way, but is there an official... Because that would be seen as a mass gathering, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, and they sent a message out today saying, we don't know what we're doing yet, we'll let you know by the end of Wednesday. But my feeling is that that might have been the last part of come for a while.
I mean, they've stopped...
But we'll see.
They've stopped club training at Heathside.
Yeah.
It comes down to... The downsides of underreacting are way worse than the downsides of overreacting, doesn't it?
That's right.
That's it. And that's politically and on a personal level, isn't it?
Yeah, and also on a personal level, you know, me and my wife have been talking about this and worrying about this a lot. Both of us are expected to go to work.
Yeah.
So we have.
Yeah.
And while the kids are expected to go to school... You know, it would be foolish to not.
Yeah.
Because there's no isolation going on. We're all
Yeah.
In and out of the city, in and out of communities at all times.
But I expect no gigs to happen now.
Oh, no, I think it's over now for comedy. For the foreseeable future.
I mean, the store's shut.
The comedy festival cancelled today.
They still haven't sold.
That's so sad. It's such a lovely thing. Absolutely the right thing to do, don't get me wrong, but it just feels like a moment. It's like, oh, God.
I'm already... And it's only 2 days in. I'm already aching for the desire to perform. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's made me realise much I value it.
Oh, no, I always know that. That's the joke in our house, because I think that I'm quite a... I'm a noisy and tiresome presence in our house. And that only worsens when I haven't got gigs.
Yeah.
And there's three things in my life, you know. There's more than three things in my life.
The bedrock.
The loving foundations of my life are home and family.
Yeah.
Running.
Yeah.
And comedy.
Yeah.
And if any of those are missing, you can feel the tent flapping in the high winds, and it feels like it's going to blow away into the abyss. I mean, and when it comes down to it, you know, I'm embracing the running. It's worth noting, you know, we really need to think seriously about how to reframe your running when you're not in a training schedule, so useful to have one. It makes you realize that. But equally, if running and comedy go quiet for 4 months, then I think the third one, family, they're really going to suffer, because I'll be there going
for me the three are wine, chocolate and scarlet.
So you're going to be fine. Great.
Yeah.
Exit.
Yeah. She doesn't know it yet.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sweet.
Yeah. Not my legs feel fine.
Good. That's good news.
It's taking some time.
It's
really good for me to do this. Let's just run over and just do a little...
That's a really nice... It's nice if some things continue. You've got a really nice bit of London Marathon kit on. Where's mine?
It's so ironic, isn't it?
And Damn it!
Did you not get all this?
No, I did not! Good Lord! Thanks, London Marathon! Paul Tonkerton and the other bloke. I was just looking at this jacket thing, and that's nice. Wait a minute! Oh, God, that's disgraceful.
Branding.
No, I mean, I've been trying to be community spirited and worry about, but that's too far, guys. Too far.
Look at this.
Get a picture of the back of your...
Oh, you missed it.
That's a really nice jacket. That'd be worth loads of money now. Lean on that stretch.
Let's go down here.
A bit further, okay.
They sent me a little... Did you get the New Balance package through the other week?
Why do you keep asking me these things?
Right.
I got nothing.
That is outrageous.
Thank you, yes.
That is terrible.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a big bag of... it's quite funny, actually, because I'm a vegan, but I got a big packet, like a soft padded envelope full of chopped liver.
Right.
And they said, this is you.
What am I, chopped liver?
What am I, chopped liver? Come on.
I can't believe it.
Come on, some things never change.
I'm sure it's...
The hardy perennials.
It's because it's run as well, and, you know, it's not because, I can justify it away. It's the Chortle Awards.
So what are you...
They mentioned the Chortle Awards on Clask of M.
Did they?
I thought I could say stay safe from our industry.
I'll tell you who's done well so far at this. We mentioned her, but friend of the show, Laura Lex. Did you see that viral thing?
Yeah, it was the most welcome virus of modern times. And it was good.
It was really funny. It was saucy.
Well,
and
I saw someone,
because
she picked up
fantastic.
A million new listeners.
Yeah, she's really...
One of them said, I've been following you since I heard you on Running Commentary. So that's our little bit of credit there. No, but yeah, if you didn't... Go back and read the thread. She did a great joke about... I don't know, being married and Jurgen Klopp and, comedy saucy.
Fantasising about very sensible Jurgen Klopp.
And how much that turned her on.
It was really nice.
And the other great thing about it was it was really good. It was very her, and you could tell because it was so well written, because often when people do a tweet that goes viral, they try and follow it up.
Yeah.
But she apparently can just keep those coming. Do you know what I mean? They're all just as good.
Well, to be honest,
it was excellent.
I haven't seen enough of her on stage. I thought maybe that's a bit of a playful side of her that I haven't seen before. I obviously haven't seen her enough. I thought it was really, really good. I thought it was really well written and hilarious.
That's
and
it.
Good
now,
look to her. It's fantastic.
Between comedy fantastic. Being over and her doing that, we won't see her anymore because she'll be on there.
Yeah, good. That's brilliant.
Off in America with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that's great. How are you doing anything? We're going to talk loads about running and how it's going to get us through all this, but are you doing anything in the short term to try and get through this without getting the virus? I mean, I assume that a lot of us are just going to get it at some point.
Yeah, but
obviously, I don't want to get it. I'm doing everything I can not
it's
to.
It's just striking that crazy human balance of thinking, oh, yeah, we'll stay in. Like me and my wife said, we'll stay in, work out what we're going to eat this week.
Right.
We'll go and shop once carefully for all those meals.
Right.
And we did that.
Yeah.
It's like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We need some more shopping now.
Yeah, of course.
You know, there's four of us.
We're in
London. All the shops are open. Things run out.
Yeah.
let's talk running, because I was thinking about Laura because at one point this Saturday, me and you were going to meet up at Hackney Park Run and interview Enla Tiernan.
Yes.
And that all went...
Because she got injured, didn't
she? Yeah, she's injured and... And then she wasn't, you know, all comedians are just at home wondering what they're going to do next. But I did go to Hackney Park Run.
Yeah.
And
did you enjoy it? Was it a good run?
Do you know what? It was slightly tough. I think I'm still aching. You know, I think that 20 the weekend before was quite impactful.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what else I did? And this after, I'm really uncomfortable now because I had someone give me a hard time saying that the... accidental negative split in that 20 was a humble brag.
Right, okay.
Not on Running Commentary as well, straight to me on Twitter. Humble brag.
Nice, thanks. Cheers.
I don't think it's quite a humble brag. Humble brag is, oh God, I'm so sick of going to Florence.
Yeah, it's...
You know, that's...
It was more just you chatting about your running.
Yeah.
Yeah. just leave it at that, which is what we do.
But now I'm going to qualify everything I say. But, you can see why I'd be uncomfortable about this next one. Because... I got my plank record on Friday by accident.
Nice. Humble plank.
Humble plank. Oh, that's what my band should be called.
That's great, mate.
The new band I'm starting in my house. It's a virtual band. I'm thinking big money.
I'll be honest about this whole thing. The postponement of the marathons will have hit you more than me, because... I was injured.
Yeah.
I got some training together, but I was injured.
Yeah.
I was questionable for Manchester anyway.
I think...
But for you, you've been fitter than you've been for two or three years, would you say?
Yeah. In some ways, I'm not my fastest, but I think I'm the fittest.
You've seemed very, very strong.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Strongest rather than fastest, I think it's basically it, but just sort of ready.
So how...
I really genuinely felt that I got to this moment. It was... What, you know, that kind of teetering on the brink of the taper.
Yeah.
And just thinking, this is where I want to be.
Yeah.
And I knew that something
could happen. Something could happen.
You know, probably because I knew that this was already new news and it was going to happen.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's going to be.
But
that is the, just from a personal point of view, that's the test, that's the lesson. What do you do with that?
Yeah.
You know, with that, how do... I mean, the fundamental... trick is, let's work with the assumption this is all going to be better, and let's basically the problem, I don't know if this really is a problem, but it's a good way of thinking about it, is to say, how do we maintain that fitness till October?
But let's see what's happening. There's going to be loads, hopefully there's going to be loads of racing between now and October, but if ever there's a time where running has intrinsic value in and of itself. It's now, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually,
above and beyond races and tempos.
But also, that is, of course, always the case. Oh, look at this sun shining in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's always the case.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I mean,
so this isn't a wake up call. It's just a reminder.
Yes,
of why we run, what it's for.
Yeah,
you know, because the events are just to give shape to the thing. The thing abides. Yeah. Sorry, I'm fumbling with my phone here. Oh, look, you're in that. That's really good. Nice.
But the thing of, like, do runs exist if you don't record them, or what am I getting fit for? It's like,
that's
the fitness you've got, the miles you've run, they're still there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're never going to go. You know, you might be able to get a bit fitter if you don't have to go to work. It might create more time or whatever.
Well,
and then some comes out, and hopefully life's returning a little bit in China. We're probably 2-3 months behind them, but
that's right.
Do you know what I mean? It's
it should hopefully pass. Best or worst case scenario, it's not forever.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah. But running wise, that's the lesson, isn't it? I mean, at the weekend when the runs went away, and also the joy, you know, I was again, selfishly, I was just really lucky at the weekend because I had a weekend at the Comedy Store.
Right.
They're closed now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
For the next few weeks.
Tell me what the gigs were like, because I was gigging in London this weekend, and there was a kind of quite a joyful end day sort of anarchy to the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think...
To the fact they were even happening at all.
I don't think that the people at the gigs were bothered. I think they really weren't. I think you find that at the Comedy Store in general with... Maybe because I've regularly done a news-based show.
Right.
Is that people are there to avoid that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
They'll go with the odd fun little mention.
Aside, yes.
But basically, that's not what they're there for.
They don't
and
I found
the energy in the room. Yeah, it was really upbeat, but it wasn't like everyone was parting at the end of the universe. It was more like if there are 100% of people going to the Comedy Store and 40% say, oh, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other 60% are just bang up for it.
Absolutely.
And that's why they're there, you know.
It just condenses it down to the people really into the comedy.
So it was absolutely, from a live on stage point of view, I mean, it's the best comedy club anyway.
Yeah.
It was a joy.
It has.
With just the only, at the back of your mind, just a mild concern that it was a mistake.
Yes, yeah,
but
yeah.
I wasn't
yeah.
thinking that while I was on.
It has to be said as well that, you know, we talk about reading about Twitter and stuff and all that. It has to be said that...
Are we going left or right here?
We're going to go right.
Okay.
There'll still be people out there who don't know about the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a guy on... This was on Wednesday in the middle of town. My mate did a gig at Top Secret. There was a guy washing his hands. There was a guy behind me going, why are you washing your hands? Oh, coronavirus. I went, what?
What's that?
I mean, there's still that out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
There's people head down, never read the news, never go on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
What's everyone... Why has everyone... What's changed?
Particularly here, you know. Yeah. In town, there's enough of those people for it to be a percentage.
Yeah.
So... But, and then with that and the postponements, cancellations.
Yeah.
You know, the temptation to, you know, to just jump off the wagon, you know, to stop training,
start
drinking, start eating.
Yeah, which is what I did last week, it has to be said.
Yeah. But then again, that's connected, isn't it, to what you were saying? I think, and I would go as far as to say that even before you're injured, the whole incipient marathon thing is more complicated for you because you're an athlete.
Yeah,
I'm not putting myself down here, but you are someone whose whole relationship with marathons is connected to your sub-3-hour quest.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So there's a kind of...
I'm a recovering sub-3-er.
Exactly, that's exactly it. And I think last year, podcasting the thing was really healthy for that, wasn't it?
Really
it showed
good
you something
for me,
new. But I think it showed you something that other people are like... And I don't mean me, really. I mean, like, he says, oh, yeah, you just go out there and you have fun and you chat your way around. But I think that's a new model for you.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And I'm like, as with most of the running, I'm like the same thing in reverse. I kind of find the athletic, competitive version having wandered in off.
Yes.
Oh, I might as well. Let's just see about it.
Yeah. I feel that with you. You're sort of a bit going in the other direction.
Yeah.
It's, but yeah, if I drink through all this, it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, well, drinking through anything, drinking for negative reasons, drinking to forget, drinking to...
Yes.
You know, it's never a good reason to drink.
No, it's not. And also, there's a thing of, I don't know how you're dealing with it, with your kids. It's like, we have to, I feel a sense of, as parents, we have to model good order and solidity.
Yes, of course.
That's really important. Because often we can be a bit chaotic.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's no room for that now.
Yeah, not at the moment. That's
so we're trying to do that, you know. I'm not panic buying at all, but at the same time, you don't want to run out of staples.
How many malt loaves have you got?
Not 30. Many, as we said, yeah. But it's also telling the kids of, like, you don't have to use half a roll of bog paper whenever you go to the toilet. You know? Do you know what I mean?
You're trying to get them down to one sheet of visit.
Yeah, there's certain sort of changes of behaviour. You know, we're all in this together, you know.
Oh, yeah, I should talk to my daughter about the
shower
gel.
Can I just do a bit of stretching?
She goes, she does half a large bottle of shower gel every time she goes in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no room for that. We've got to chill out a little bit.
But I feel, you know, in like that running-y thing, you know, having come through the strange moment that was the weekend and going on to this totally uncertain future.
Were you disappointed then? I don't know if you want to talk a bit more about that. Did it hit you, the
cancellations? Well, it made me sad, but it wasn't a surprise. And also, there's two reasons it's okay.
Yeah.
One, it wasn't the surprise.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Three reasons, actually. One, it wasn't the surprise. Two, I totally approve. I think it's a good idea to postpone it, obviously. Yeah. And three, it's a first world problem. Worst things happen at sea.
Of course.
You know, I can't be sad about that. I quite often, funnily enough, I've been thinking about my dad a lot, and make it sad, but, you know, and it's a different thing with him because he's gone, so this isn't part of that journey at all.
Yeah.
But equally, there's a sort of moment in the, because I'm kind of post formal grieving.
Yes.
When I think of my dad these days, it's like, sorry, it just comes, it's just absolutely clear. He's just like there. You know, it's like, whoa, I haven't got any barriers up on these emotions.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And that's okay. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's not, it's no fun, but I wouldn't want it any other way. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway, I find myself thinking about his nursing home, you know?
Yes.
And these guys, they're all having a tough time. You know,
absolutely.
He was on a high care ward in a really nice place. They made it feel like a hotel. But every one of those people needs looking after all day.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And these guys, you know, they're on lockdown now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that means their family and friends can't visit them.
And the people looking after them as well. I mean,
absolutely.
My goodness, the healthcare workers.
It's a huge issue for them, and they're lovely. And that's the kind of people who don't, you know, that every time. And I'm not, again, like you say, you don't want to be sound like virtue signaling. Everyone's on their own journey, but I am really aware of that, and like, so I'm not gonna
moan too much about.
I'm not gonna moan too much about our marathon or not getting a comedy gig. You know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, when you
because
see
if that germ gets into those places, when
you see those footage of people applauding healthcare workers in Italy and Spain and stuff, it does warm your heart. But it's like, you know, the best of us comes out in the worst, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And it's trying to air. It's trying to see it clear-eyed and be the best you can be in this scenario.
And it's difficult with the coming out and running and events, because it really is nice to get in a group event. It helps with your running, you know. I'll be sad. Talking of being sad, you know, I was sad about the marathon, obviously. And Manchester, even more so. I mean, talking of being on the brink of the taper, that was the one.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know, and but and I won't know what to do with myself if Parkrun gets put aside.
Yeah, yeah,
because at a very sort of nuts and bolts level, I think my most important commitment this year has been getting to Parkrun.
I think so as well.
And I think that in terms of reframing the running, the first position is the old one. It's one we kind of dance around. I think it must be to do with age. But we often say, well, we'll get into ultras. But right now, I feel fast.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to get my 10K PB. You know,
yes, that's absolutely. And I think that's great. And I think that would be really good for you moving forward when you do marathons again. Yeah, absolutely.
And I wonder if one can.
If one can. You know, I've been saying to some people, you've got all this base training. If we can hold in some races.
That's great.
This is beautiful, isn't it?
These little kids doing their woodland learning.
Yeah, that's
in the
beautiful,
spring.
Yeah.
It's great. It's good to see.
If some races start to come about June, July, and you can do some park runs and some 10Ks, and then you've got your autumn marathon, you might find yourself even faster than you'd imagine.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd be happy for those this year's three marathons to all kind of tumbling back to back.
Yeah.
Within reason, Morning Magpie. But so yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, we've worked through the moment in time. I can give you a park run report, can't I?
Yeah, of course you can.
You know, we've got to.
Of course you can.
You got to live the day to day.
Absolutely, yeah.
No, it's amazing. It's funny actually. There was a little corollary. Do you remember when we did that long run, dear listener?
Yeah.
That we didn't record, and we ran like 14 to the park run. When we were about to get to it, it was just so hard to imagine that it was there, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
It still felt like it was 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It was grey and pouring with rain.
That was a lovely
one. And yet,
one.
Round the corner we came, and there they all were. Less than there were this week.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
Rain
that was
is,
pre-corona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so loads of people there. Oh, nice. Nice gay. Nice gay.
Yeah.
A nice gay man.
Yeah.
Nice guy came up to me and said he really enjoyed the podcast and it really helped. And I think he had a big week last week, got some PBs and stuff. So that
right.
was.
Yeah, we're going to do some PBs later. Yeah.
He's got the PBs this time.
I've got some PBs, yeah.
So that was really heartening, you know, to see a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And got down to the. You know, a nice position. Someone behind me went, I think yeah. I felt something hit the back of my neck, but at least it's the back of my neck. And it is.
Those moments are testing.
I've never really thought about it before. I do like to be quite near the front of the pack at Hackney because it's quite a bottleneck at the start there, isn't it?
I always get near the front back.
Yeah, yeah.
I always get 2 or 3 back.
And I think that there are always. People who aren't going particularly fast
who go, near
who
the
go
front.
To the front.
Yeah.
Just like, well, I don't want any trouble, so I'll go here.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then equally, I think a bit of dancing and dodging and coming up the muddy inside sets one off at an incredible pace.
It can do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So yeah. I think it's not necessarily, if, as long as you don't actually get stuck, I think it's not bad. It's a bit, almost a healthy distraction at the yeah. top. Anyway, so. Yeah, I wasn't feeling incredible, but I was getting my head down and, you know, holding pace. And it was slightly different on Saturday.
Right.
Because I think they're redoing all the paths.
Right.
So the path out, you know the little extra hairpin near the end?
Yeah.
That was closed.
All right, okay.
So you ran off next to it.
Right.
Along the grass. Very slippery.
Yeah.
And then you peeled off and just up a little ramp.
Right.
To the same kind of distance, obviously.
Yeah.
And then turn around and come back down. But that's right.
Yeah.
There was a hill in it, a little hill.
Right, okay.
Just a little tiny hill.
Yeah.
But a hill nonetheless.
Yes, yeah, that changes things, yeah.
Yeah. But I held on for that as well, came back down it. Sped up, well, did what I could, speed up at the end.
Yeah.
Someone did dive in front of me.
Right.
And the person in front of them stopped right on the line.
Right.
And went, ooh, and put their hands on their knees. So it was.
Right.
And then you've got coronavirus as well, so we're all getting very close
bit
to each
of a
other.
Bottleneck, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I had to, you know, I was slowing down before I got to the finish line. So I was right. like, come on, guys.
Yeah. Hi, Corona. Come on. Moving through.
Fastest park run this year.
Oh, well done, mate.
What was 2023.
Oh, mate. Come
just
on.
Just back in the...
come on.
Back in the 70% percentile.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. So everything's going in the right direction, apart from the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah. completely selfishly, my thing
this
now...
This couldn't have happened at a worse time.
No, I think that I'm really trying to... You know, that I'm seeing the postponements, cancellations as a test
yeah.
to take this training and this fitness. And not just that, but the schedule, you know, the exercises, the fasting,
yeah.
the eating and drinking.
Yeah.
And hold on to them and consolidate them into some kind of creative day-to-day.
Yeah, well, we should talk about that because we should talk about... Oh, wait, let me just stretch. It's just gone a little
well,
bit.
Well, I think...
We should talk about trying to give you some speeds. Of it's a shame because I'm slightly compromising myself.
But I don't think like it is a shame because I think while you're... I think it's good use of where you're at right now. Even as he stretches, listener, on this sunny road. Show us your best stretch.
I just felt it go slightly.
Oh, there. Careful.
Yeah, that's a shame. Just this calf is just a little bit fragile.
Well, let's stroll for a bit as well. Yeah, let's. We don't need to do any running.
It's been fine for.
I think that we
want 3 or 4 miles.
We want to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Week in, week out, forever. So you know.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean,
even if they have to circle each other at a 6 foot distance.
If there's one thing that I think we'd hope to guarantee, that unless we both fall down with it at the same time, we'll be doing this.
Yeah, it's good for us and hopefully for you too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, I think it's really worth it. After our conversation last week, you know, it is. We're looking at the mental health of a community. You know,
that
shake when you've got a plan for something and then it doesn't happen, you have to change it. That really shakes you up.
Yes.
You know, it isn't nothing. It's if bigger, more serious things are happening in the world or in your life.
Yes.
It just stands as a metaphor for that.
Yeah. Well, you create a map of meaning around your life that involves marathons, and that holds you, doesn't it?
Yes,
you
know, that's
I talk
right.
about it in my book. It holds you. It tells you what to do. It informs decisions.
Yeah.
To the extent to which you commit to it, and then it suddenly goes.
Yeah.
People are going to approach it in different ways. I'm interested to see how they do. Just tell us what you're doing to get through it.
Absolutely.
Because some races might still be happening. We don't know, do we?
We don't know
because there's been no
actual
directive.
A lot of people did the Bath half
of
the weekend. That was
the Bath half went on, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, we love
the Bath
that
half.
Run.
Oh, it's
that
a great race, time. Yeah.
I think really soon, while you're taking care and while I'm thinking and while I'm looking to get my parkrun back under 20... I think you take me through some fast stuff.
Yeah.
And you can wait while I do the fast bits.
Yes.
And have a little stretch.
And then
we'll trot on the bits in between.
No, that'd be great.
We'll work that out. Actually, we're talking about this now. We'll do this really soon. If you're listening, tell us how you want to do it, because we could do it. If we can do it in a way where you can follow it, we can. We could like drop in shenanigans for you to listen to while you're doing your 3 minute.
Yes,
sprints or whatever. That I don't know what happens, Paul.
You're the
one. And then you go along, and then the next then you're a bit.
And then someone hit you in the head with a sponge.
I had a funny one.
Yelling.
I had a funny one yesterday. I was walking into Crouch End, trying not to panic about things, and then you've got your innate sort of idiot self that keeps forgetting.
Yeah.
I saw a football on the ground.
Yeah.
I thought, it's obviously come from the kids' playground. Let's just pick it up and throw it back.
Yeah.
I picked it up.
And it was covered in mucus.
It was a damp sponge ball.
Eee!
And then suddenly you're in virus territory then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, but telling me not to pick up a ball is like, it's very hard not to do so. You know, obviously I wash my hands as quickly as possible, but it's just like, it's just so bizarre the way. And then you got pictures of comics of Tom Taylor on Twitter just said, brilliant, I just rented an office space out for the 3 months before Edinburgh. Do you know what I mean? Just as Edinburgh. There's no way Edinburgh's going to happen.
No.
That's a lot of people, these ironies. One of my mates' parents set off for Spain on holiday, and they were in the plane that went back, that turned back.
Oh.
You know. Julie's parents are on a cruise off the coast of Bahamas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say through the bars of Norwich.
No. They're off the coast of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Obviously, most ports no longer want them to come alongside. You know, it's like these people, you know, and I know some people are still sending their perfectly rational people, sending their kids on holiday to America yesterday.
Really?
What are you doing?
I'm not sure they're perfectly rational people.
Well,
they might be perfectly rational otherwise. Sounds like they're in denial to me.
They're a bit sort of bullish but they're really, what I mean by that, really bright lawyer types.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because America might have city lockdown. They might just ban travel between cities.
Well, apart from anything else, whatever you believe about what's going to happen next, you go to another country at the risk of not coming back.
Yes.
Just because they might close or airport, you know.
Yeah. It's crazy to go on holiday now.
Yeah, or to send your kids on holiday.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
we'll see them again.
No, they've got one kid in New Zealand. They sent the other one to America.
Right.
I mean, I'm on the phone
frankly,
to my kids.
I'm reading a subtext here.
No, but but you couldn't find more devoted parents in terms of photos. They're
again,
always seeing them. They're always. But I've got two kids at university, and I'm just saying, come home now.
Yeah,
just
and
come
the
home.
Idea of the our kids' hygiene. I mean, I'm sure that my.
Should we try and jog for a little bit?
Yeah,
you went
okay.
for a little bit. Hopefully, it'll be all right.
Good. We've been up to the. It's so gorgeous, isn't it? It really does
it's
help.
It's really nice. Yeah.
This complete lack of pathetic fallacy. Spring going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still coming.
Yeah,
hasn't been postponed.
Yeah. Nature continues. Nature might be getting the ultimate reboot, hasn't it, with the closure of all this flights and travel and various sort of
I think I noticed it immediately as I was looking at amazing vapour trail just sitting in the sky, not spreading.
Yeah.
And I realised that I'm sure that's because there's less flights.
Yeah.
I remember when the Eyjafjallajökull, the volcano, stopped flights.
Right.
The sky changed completely.
Wow.
And also, and I remember...
The rivers are clearing.
How to pronounce Eyjafjallajökull, which is...
You
always
did really
to
well.
Dust off. I'm pleased with that.
Do you think, and I'm just spitballing here, do you think?
Oh, don't spitball.
Do you think
into a tissue, please?
Do you think on some level, and this is real highfalutin New Age nonsense.
He's going downhill now. It's easier downhill.
It's easier that way. Do you think on some way we've almost willed this in some way a manifestation of our collective unconscious? Because we do live in a very apocalyptic society. With the last few years, it's like Brexit's the end, Trump's the end, this is the end, that's the end.
Yeah.
And now, do you think in some way it's emerged from within of our collective energy?
Nah.
Right.
But
neither do I, know. I think it came from bats in China.
Or secret CIA stroke Chinese Secret Service.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Man-made. The comedian, it was the first thing when I went into the dressing room on Thursday night.
Oh, it's a bioweapon.
The comedian there, he didn't even say hello.
Yeah.
He told me that. And my mate from the CIA told him.
Absolute certainty.
That's what it is.
And one mate told me that it was a thing to... It was a cover to round up all the paedophiles, which is why it was happening in Italy, because you could get all the paedos from the Vatican. And then Bill Gates retired from Microsoft because he's one of them. It's all about that.
I think the one thing to take from this, if you come through this time, is you need to get some better friends.
some more informed mates.
That is my commitment.
Yeah.
I will no longer commune with fools.
Yeah.
Of course we're going to commune with fools. We are fools.
But you know, do you know what I mean about our desire for an apocalypse?
In the history books, let's say everything survives another couple of hundred years and they're writing history books, right? I think that if this got really big, it would mark... I think we're still living through the Industrial Revolution, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So empire and industry, populates the world, connects the world, fills it with machines,
yeah.
Connects it physically and in terms of information. This leads to a massive shakedown in the class system of the world, you know? Rising up of the people who before then have been shackled, you know, the... First World War, the Second World War, the Cold War, they're all products of the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, yeah.
And then the next phase is the internet and globalisation.
Yes.
And this dialogue, you know, that people will look back on this time and say, you know, the last totalitarian state you couldn't really, interact with was North Korea, and even they were kind of hanging out with the President of America, you know. And it's that, it's the globalisation, it's the internet, it's everyone's, we're all in it together.
Yeah, and I think it's also points, I wonder whether it might, obviously we don't know, but I wonder whether it might go the other way. It's like, if ever the whole thing, the interconnected capitalist system of globalisation seems more fragile, it's now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Global supply chains.
But can you roll it back? Can it be rolled back?
No, it's going to be... When I'm clear-eyed, I see it as incredibly fascinating.
Yeah.
When I'm hungover, I see it as absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. The other thing that's interesting in pop culture is in recent years, near future, not necessarily dystopian, sometimes dystopian scenarios in kind of Hollywood and all the ones coming out of America, they always dump all the machines and go back to agriculture.
Yes.
So I think that's the same model you're saying. So I think that, you know, it's only very recently that America gave up on being isolationist.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it is still physically
they're veering,
protected
but, I mean,
by massive oceans on both sides.
And borders are closing around Europe, aren't they?
Yeah.
People are not sharing. Well, see, or it might be the rupture.
It's a shame, because my kids have just gone to Paris for 36
yeah,
hours.
Yeah.
I just gave them some money and sent them off.
It might be the rupture we needed to make houses more affordable for the next generation.
That's
or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It might... We just don't know, do we?
Right.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's people who've been in touch on Twitter really struggling because they're... you know, the wives are ill and they can't work. And
yep.
Do you know what I mean? The initial thing is we need to support these people.
That's right. It doesn't really matter where we'll be in 3 years.
No, absolutely.
It's where we're going to be in 3 weeks.
Yeah, totally.
But
totally.
It will. Both things are of interest for sure.
Yeah.
I am reading that book, I think I told you the other day, I'm still reading it, the Into the Silence.
Yes.
Book about the Mallory's attempts on Everest.
Right.
All tying in the end of the Great War, or the end of Empire, all this stuff. And it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It was incredibly depressing, but I'm finding it more and more like a kind of escapist.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going to Narnia now.
Yeah.
But that's why I've been thinking about the shape of things. Because when it comes down to, I think in Britain, we still need to get further away from that. This sense that the officer class will know what to do.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think that's an outmoded model.
Yeah.
It was deluded 100 years ago, and now it's downright irrelevant.
Yeah.
But people like it. People want it.
Well, people want it. I actually think the messaging from government it has been fairly solid, actually.
I think it's got a lot better. I think it's a relief to me to see Boris Johnson have to be an authority figure rather than front it out. You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got relevant skills in both areas.
Yeah, you can.
But he would, if it was an open forum for him to be how he'd want to be, he'd much rather do a line, rub the back of his head, and stomp off out of shot.
To be honest,
so it's a relief to me. I think this in terms of wanting control to see him on TV at 7 o'clock at night saying, "This is what we're going to do."
I think so, he sees it as his Churchillian moment, and he'll be judged on the metrics, as they all will at the end. So
yes, and it's found one thing, I'm sure.
I think. I sort of tweeted it the other day, but I think when I'm feeling sort of calm about it, it makes me think possible upsides. One, we really like being alive.
It's important to remember.
It shows you that. No, but it's not. You might, you know, the general moaning that pervades society.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I completely agree. It is important to be reminded about that.
And two, we really like being with each other.
Yeah.
We like sharing social spaces. We like touching and hugging and everything communality is. We really like
it. I'll go to the pub if I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And three, we should, and we're increasingly going to value the elderly and vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a shame, though, that dialogue has become toxic in America.
Right.
With the AOC saying, you know, try and stay home, have a drink with friends on Skype. And someone else said, "I've just been out to a restaurant and I had a bloody good time because I'm an American."
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right. This has gone a different way.
Yeah, it's a shame that people can't drop partisan politics even now.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that it's a time
but
to
again,
let that
like
go.
But again, it's like you said, people don't change their personality.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
In a crisis.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
And that is why I am still obsessing about how far I ran yesterday
well,
and how far
okay.
I'm going to run tomorrow.
That's okay.
And how fast it was.
That'll get you through it. And I've really enjoyed, for me, this has been a nice recovery run, and I need to really take it.
You've got to be careful
gradually,
as well. I think we've
gradually.
Done quite well today because
yeah, I've really enjoyed
you were definitely
it.
Up for this, but we were stopping and stretching.
Yes, and I had to. You've got to go with where you are, haven't you?
You must monitor that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll schedule in this session.
Yes.
Should we go to a running track? Is that
we can if we can. We can if we can get onto one. Yeah. I mean, there's Parliament Hill Fields. We'll give it a go. We'll have a little think.
Could do that. You know, I've got no work on. We could do that at the weekend.
we need to talk about frequency of podcasts in the absence of nothing else.
Well, the other thing
we
is
might do the odd two a week. We just don't know, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the other thing is,
we don't
want
to bore people.
We don't want to. So one of these days, a slightly longer game because you've got to watch your injury.
Yeah.
Let's still go out.
Let's go long.
We can do long. We can do long runs.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Tree surgeon industry still going strong.
And I tell you, I'll tell you as well. Over the weekend, just before the hammer came down on events, the guy selling cleaning people's hands in toilets were doing a roaring trade.
Yeah.
The nightclubs and the,
where's
and the comedy
my lollipop?
Clubs. Yeah. They were storing it, but albeit knowing that it was probably the last weekend. Listen, Should we do some? Should we do some PBs?
Well, yeah, people have been smashing them, and if you've got them, we should do this.
I haven't got them all, because there's so many to catch up.
No, and actually, we've been...
Please forgive us.
Sometimes, because we do this... Well, it's a lovely, it's an occasional feature, but we're slightly in battle with social networks, which like to delete things quietly that didn't happen more than a week ago.
Really?
So if you've been in touch about a PB, and you don't get mentioned now, we loved it, well done you, and these are just might be more recent than that. And
yes.
Apologies, but the ones we've got are the ones we've got. Look,
yes,
look, he's got them, he's printed them out.
Let's do some of the ones we've got.
He's written them out. Okay, Steve, cue the music.
Well, listen, in order to keep social distancing, why don't we do, what do you reckon?
Oh, you do them, I can stand up here and do the noise.
Okay, good. Okay. Should we go away here so we don't get the tree set?
Steve, stop the music. Okay.
What a lovely,
say
lovely
when.
Morning. Okay, we have...
And, wait, Steve, give the music. Go.
We have Chris Little, who did the Wilmslow Half Marathon. It was cancelled, but he ran a half marathon anyway. He did it in 1 hour 56, 18 seconds. That was a new PB by 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Well done, Chris. We have Kimberly West. Good morning to you. She did a PB at Bath of 2 hours and 7 minutes, 12 minutes off her PB.
That's
well
a
Kim.
Huge PB. She ran the Bath.
Richard Woods, another PB at Bath, 1 hour 54 and 59 seconds. Well done, Richard.
Sub 155.
Yeah, fantastic. Johnny Eveson, he did a half marathon PB. Did tell us a time. Didn't want to tell us that time. But
well,
anyway.
It doesn't matter. It's good.
Yeah, we'll do it.
It's, the important thing about that time is that it was faster than the time before that.
Yeah, that's it. That's what a PB is. Stephen Fowler, the triple 20-miler, 2 hours, 11 minutes and 46 seconds, a PB.
See, that's the time.
A PB by 26 seconds.
Oh, tight!
Which Shake is amazing. Isn't it? That's great, isn't it? That shows there's something about... A finely shaved PB that makes it equally as satisfying as 6 minutes, doesn't
absolutely.
It? Absolutely. It's like hard won seconds.
A PB is a PB, and sometimes, and you can see this, people going, oh, I did it by seconds, and someone else saying, I did it by 20 minutes.
Yeah.
How did this happen? So, one and all.
It's an absolute state. You've got faster. Well done.
I bet he was in an absolute state.
Yeah, I bet he was. Peter Winder, Thirst 10 miles, 79 minutes, 35 seconds. That's a PB. Well done, Peter.
Lovely pace. That's
Lee
lovely pace.
Thomas, his first sub-20 park run. I haven't written down where it was. Apologies, Lee. 90 minutes and 57. He got under. Well played. Helen Iveson, constantly getting PBs. Well done. Get Salisbury Park run, 25 minutes and 18 seconds PB for Helen. Well done, Helen.
Got to say, though, I see Helen going under that 25 one day soon.
And I really like her husband's poetry. Every now and again he puts a poem on Twitter. It's great. Andrew Tunnicliffe, a friend of the show.
I haven't seen these poems on Twitter.
No, they're great.
But I'm not going to say I'm bitter.
Yeah. 22 minutes.
About your
some
jacket,
litter.
Maybe more so.
22 minutes and 56 seconds at the Millwater, I think that says Millwater Park run. First time under 23 minutes. Well done, Andrew.
Nice one, Andrew.
James Karch. I've seen that name before. He's on fire. Retford Half Marathon. 1 hour and 40 minutes, 57 seconds. 2 minutes off his PB. Well done, James.
That's a big PB.
Joe Cottrell. Surrey Half Marathon. 2 hours, 4 minutes, 32 seconds. Personal best.
Very, very good. Nice one,
well
Joe.
Played, mate. Michelle Woodcock. She's done loads of PB. She keeps running to the park run in the middle of a 20 mile and doing a PB.
Well, she's working on... She was doing the 10 and 10 marathon.
She's trying to do the 10 and 10 marathon.
Well,
yeah,
we've been
which
talking
is,
about...
It's definitely questionable. But listen, this is, we're just giving you a shout for all your PBs and the best for the future, and we'll
run
be in touch. These came through on Instagram. Oliver Cannon, PB at Crystal Palace Half Marathon. 1 hour, 59 minutes and 49 seconds. 6 minutes of his PB. Well done, Ollie.
Nice, beautiful.
Down the pally. And Johnny. At, Johnny.
Johnny Eyeball.
Johnny Eyeball. Did Chase the Moon 10K and he did it in 46 minutes 35 seconds and that was a personal best for Johnny.
Those are your people.
So listen, we're going to keep going at this. This is what we do
because it's so, you know, clear, scientific, worthwhile.
we like any contact with you is fantastic because it connects us with us. It's just important that for us that we keep running as long. They might stop us. Well, as
and
I
if
say,
you
in Spain, they're stopping people. So
if you are
let's do it where we can.
To, look at that yellow butterfly.
Yeah,
that's
I saw
suspicious.
That. Absolutely. Yeah.
If you are listening and you are from the people who were staging the London Marathon, in April, I am still interested in receiving any
merch.
Really nice jackets.
Any merch that's hanging
shoes,
around.
The kind of stuff you've been sending my co-presenter, Paul Thompson.
On an almost daily basis, 4 months.
Get in touch and tell us what you're up to.
Hey, good
God
luck.
Bless.
Keep clean. Steer clear of each other.
Wash hands.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.